Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Do you exercise your right to get some exercise? I hope you do. I did a push-up today. Fell down, but I had to push myself back up, so that counts. Much of the exercise I engage in is unintentional now. For instance, hopping around the living room after stepping on Lego pieces is unexpected and a far more rigorous activity than I had planned. Picking an ice cube off the floor sounds easy. It's not. I got a 6-minute cardio workout chasing one around with my fingers until it melted. Seriously, I walk about 8 kilometers a day. I really do. And I jog when I badly need to, like when the ice cream truck is speeding past. Well, Prince Philip would have disagreed. When he passed away 2 months short of his 100th birthday, those watching his funeral learned that the prince followed the 5BX physical fitness plan. It requires 11 or so minutes a day of rigorous stretching, sit-ups, push-ups, extending your back, and running in place. Afterwards, you follow it up with diddly squats. Okay, that part I made up, but the rest is true. I often heard my mother humming God Save the Queen. She never pretended the royals were perfect, but she prayed for them and looked for praiseworthy things to report. We can all learn from Prince Philip's life. His blunders delighted many, but I wonder how any of us would fare if our every sentence was recorded and the tabloids hounded us. We're wise to watch our words, of course, and usually the prince did. Once, while sitting beside a woman at a university dinner, he asked why she was there. "I'm the wife of the college rector," she replied. Philip said, "I believe that's the least interesting thing about you." What a way to enhance relationships. Surely this is the great friendship secret, taking an active interest, listening. He often downplayed his own story. "It's a big mistake to think about yourself," he said. "What counts is what you do for others." Recent portrayals cast the prince in a negative light, but his most credible biographers challenge such reports. Those close to him and Queen Elizabeth label their 73-year marriage rock solid. Biographer Giles Brandreth writes of seeing the Queen surrounded by dignitaries in a crowded room. Standing far off by the huge windows was Prince Philip. When Her Majesty caught his eye, Philip raised his glass to her and smiled. From Kurt Hahn, a German Jew who escaped Nazi Germany, he learned that the best way to overcome unwelcome change comes in service to others. He rose above a childhood scarred by turbulence and family tragedies and served in the Royal Navy for nearly 14 years, 6 of them during wartime. Devotion to duty and service, he insisted, outweighed fear, something that should inspire all of us in a world of increasing uncertainty and change. The language of his faith may be different from ours, but I appreciate the author and columnist John Musgrove's take. Key to his success is the Christian idea of the servant king working to release the creative good. The couple attended church in Balmoral, where the Reverend Ian Bradley often preached. The Duke took notes so the two of them could discuss doctrine over lunch. His library contains 11,000 books, many on theology. According to Bradley, the prince encouraged the Queen to speak more openly of her Christian faith during her Christmas broadcasts. Prince Philip told John Santamu of the Yorkshire Post, "The Queen and I are so strong in Jesus Christ." May we all be challenged to practice friendship, fidelity, and faith, and get some exercise too. I, for one, am about to walk through a Lego minefield on my way to look for ice cubes.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.